Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. We're staying under the waistline again today, and to the guys and the girls out there, I want to talk to you about menstruation and the planet. Scary word for some of the men, and not a concern anymore for some of the women. However, no matter your sex or your age, we're all concerned when it comes to periods and the planet. Indeed, 800 million women menstruate each day, and as many or more tampons and pads are thrown into our trash or down toilets and become public property. Additionally, billions of plastic tampon applicators and packaging end up in our landfills every year. Over the course of her lifetime, a woman will throw out over 100 kilos in pads, tampons and applicators. It's a big environmental issue. However, in the multi-billion industry of female menstruation, innovation levels are really quite low. Sure, it seems we have it much better than our grandmas who had no choice but to wash their period cloths every month. But if organic tampons are the biggest 21st century innovation in the periods industry, it's a bit limited. I'm not sure there is a tampon and pad lobby in our supermarkets, but alternatives such as menstrual cups, reusable pads and absorbent underwear are still missing on the shelves, despite their rising popularity. Today, in a regular supermarket, it is an impossible task to find anything other than disposable tampons and pads. The only upgrades those items have seen in the past decades are that they have become thinner and more efficient, that they are now guaranteed chlorine-free, although they still contain the herbicide glyphosate, and have been recognised as staple products in France, therefore seeing their VAT rate drop from 20 to 5.5%. This is all better than nothing. At least we do have access to something, unlike millions of girls and women in remote places of the globe who still don't have more than bits of fabric. However, there is room for progress. In France, you still have to dig into the internet or go to health shops to find simple and more sustainable solutions to itchy and smelly disposable menstruation products. The rising star of female hygiene products in the Western world is the menstrual cup. Invented in the early 20th century, popular in North America since the early 2000s, it finally reached France a few years ago. It's now relatively common for women and even some men to have at least heard about it. For those of you who haven't, it's a reusable latex or silicon cup that fits into the vagina and collects menstrual fluid. You empty it when it's full, clean it with a bit of soap and put it back in. And you can use the same one for years. It takes a few lunar months to get completely used to a cup, but once you do, you never go back. It's so much cheaper. It's more compact, it doesn't upset the vaginal flora, it is wasteless, it is invisible, and it is more comfortable in every way. The menstrual cup is one alternative way of dealing with periods, and it's worth spreading the word to younger girls. But what we need is many more innovative alternatives of that sort to fit all types of preferences. We simply cannot continue to collectively fill up our trash with millions of kilos of pads. So bye everyone and see you next week for a new episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet.